According to Governor Spencer Cox, as soon as vaccinations were available to Utahns over age 65, people ages 65 to 84 went from being the most hospitalized group in the state to the third most hospitalized group.
It shows that vaccinations absolutely work.
During the Thursday COVID-19 briefing, Cox said although overall hospitalization rates have decreased, ICUs are still at 72% capacity, which is considered high use. Cox says he believes hospitalization rates from COVID-19 will continue to improve as more and more Utahns receive the vaccine. As of Thursday, 2.4 million doses of the vaccine have been administered in Utah, and around 55% of eligible people in the state have gotten at least one dose.
Part of that has to do with the availability of children ages 12 to 15 to get the vaccine. We've certainly seen an influx of kids those ages, including my own 14-year-old daughter. And so we're excited about that and encourage those young people to get their vaccines.
About 20,000 kids ages 12 to 15 have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Summit County has the highest vaccine rate in Utah, with 66% of people aged 12 and over being vaccinated. Cox says the rate of vaccinations in multicultural communities has gone up, and the state is still making vaccine accessibility a priority in these areas. As of Thursday, the rolling 7-day average of positive cases is 312 per day, which is a decrease from 328 from the week before. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.